WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury. We are going to talk about six classes all college students should take, curtains up, cheap flight day, and more. Stay right here. It's your old pal Chad Evans, shot out of a cannon this Monday morning, filling in for Tom Morgan on the radio, online, WQKX.com. Good morning. Playing the best songs on the radio. Good Monday morning to you. Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the morning. Tom did not vanish. He's on vacation. It's a much deserved vacation for Mr. Morgan. Yeah, he's out and about all week long. Don't worry. He will be back on the 30th of August. That's the good news. The bad news is he got to deal with me all week long. I'm not going to complain about being up early. I'm not going to do it. Look, I have three kids. It's fine. I don't sleep. You'd be amazed on how many things you can do with as little sleep as possible. So here we are. Good to be with you on August 23rd on this Monday. Not only is it a Monday, August 23rd, but it's also National Cheap Flight Day. Supposedly the Black Friday of airline ticket shopping is today. It's when most of the big airlines start making they're marking down ticket prices ahead of the slower fall travel season. So supposedly today's the day to buy airplane tickets. I don't know. We're all booked for our flights in Disney World coming up end of September. Then we're going to like California for 2 days for a wedding. It's a long story. And we paid zillions of dollars for the flights. But apparently today, if you're going somewhere, today's the day to buy those plane tickets. Some experts say it's just a lot of hype, and you could still find good deals any other day of the year, just like Black Friday. So keep that in mind. Shop around. It might be worth a quick search. Ed Sheeran, The Weeknd, they're on the way. Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan in the Mifflinburg Bank and Trust Studio. Stay with us. Best songs on the radio, 94KX, Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan all week long. It's Morgan in the morning. Hope you're well. 6:24 in the a.m. We'll have a high of 85, another thunderstorm in some spots later on this afternoon. Hopefully it doesn't take too much away from the Little League World Series going on. Another full week in effect out there in South Williamsport with the greatest show on earth, if you ask me. The Little League World Series happening right now. Last night, the Indians beating the Angels last night at Muncie Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field for the Major League Baseball Little League Classic. That's always awesome to watch. A whole slate of games for today. Michigan and Texas, they go ahead at 1 o'clock today. 3 o'clock, it's Oregon and South Dakota. 5 o'clock, Ohio, Louisiana. And the primetime game tonight under the lights, 7 o'clock, Washington and Nebraska. Unfortunately, Oaks, Pennsylvania, they got eliminated over the weekend, but still, it was a wonderful sight to see Pennsylvania representing out there in the Little League World Series. Good job, kids. Very good job. I didn't get a chance to really watch too much over the weekend, but I'll be definitely watching some games tonight, that's for sure.
Are you looking for a new truck and can't find them? Well, Blaze Alexander Ford, we currently have over 20 new...
6:38, Monday morning, Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the morning inside the Mifflinburg Bank and Trust Studio. The finalists are in for Curtains Up. It's our virtual online talent show. We have three categories. The top three of each category can be found in videos under the playlist Curtains Up on our Facebook page. And what we need from you we need some reactions, all right? Remember the video per each category with the most reactions. That's the likes, hearts, etc. By the end of this week, August 27th at 8:30, will be the winner. So feel free to share, like, heart. We have... three finalists in each category, adults, teens, kids. Tiffany Bubb, she's a finalist. Elena Barnhart, Lily Shuck, all showing off their talents in the adult category. The teens, Kaylee Jenkins, she's dancing around Two Colors from Black Pumas. Abigail Long, Janelle Snyder in the teen category. And then finally in the kids category, Egan Schimmel, Asher Hauntz, and Michael Angelo. First name Michael, last name Angelo. Michelangelo. It's awesome. Listen, those are your finalists. Go and vote on our Facebook page right now. Do it today. Go like, vote your favorite video now. Do it before you head to work. You're probably laying in bed. Maybe your alarm went off. You got 94KX on. You're staring at your phone like I do before I get out of bed. Go to our Facebook page, 94KX, and like and vote for your favorite video. Curtains Up. It's brought to you by Oberdorf Carpet One Floor and Home, Susquehanna Valley Limousine, and Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, amongst many other sponsors as well. AJR, they're on the way. Google Dolls, coming up. Stay here. Monday morning, Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the morning coming up. We're going to talk about the six classes all college students should take, regardless what your major is. That's coming up. Stay with us. Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the morning, 6:58 on the nosy. Monday morning, August 23rd. We'll have a look at the news, sports, AccuWeather forecast on the way after 7 o'clock. Movie Mike is coming in with an entertainment report. We're going to get somebody hooked up with VIP passes to Spyglass Ridge Winery. We got Skillet and Switchfoot coming to town this Saturday. And also, we're going to talk about a table that is made for your cat to watch you eat food. That's a true story. But before we get to all that nonsense, let's talk about some classes all college students should take. Now, tonight, my kids are going into kindergarten orientation, which is pretty cool. Now, we're going to talk about, like, the other end of the spectrum and kids going to college. So this is great. So here's some good info for college students or parents of college students. Someone asked a bunch of experts to name courses that all students should take, no matter what their major is. So the idea is they cover broad skills that are valuable in general. All right. So here are the classes they say to take. One, intro to programming or coding. Now, even if you're not majoring in computer science, it's good to know the basics in case you need to work with programmers in the future. It's a more important skill set than ever. Number two, marketing or branding. Uh-huh. The fundamentals are important, even if you're just promoting yourself, like when you start looking for a gig, right? Number three, graphic design. Knowing how to use those things like Photoshop can give you an edge in lots of different jobs, even if it's not part of your main skill set. Number four, intro to statistics. That sounds gross, but they recommend you do it. The world is more stat-based than ever right now, so it's a pretty good thing to have a basic knowledge of. Number five, English. That's good. English is good to have. Getting better at writing and communication is important, no matter the job. And number six, finally, they say personal finance. We did a poll last week. They found most people think it should be taught in high school now, but until then, a lot of colleges already offer courses in it. So learn your personal finance, know your English, get your intro to statistics, get your graphic design on, marketing and branding, and yeah, don't forget about intro to programming or coding. Flag football or volleyball is great, but you might want to look at those six classes as you enter. As he entered college. Stay with us. We got more of the best songs on the radio coming up. Good Monday morning to you. This hour, Movie Mike comes in with his entertainment report. We're going to give away VIP passes to Spyglass Ridge Winery. Yeah, Skillet and Switchfoot on the way. And we're going to talk about a table that is specifically made for your cat to watch you eat food. How exciting is this, kids? UKX HD1 Sunbury. Good Monday morning, Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the morning, 7:08, St. John's on. JT, Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the morning, he'll be back in Monday, August 30th. That's the good news. The bad news is, I'm sorry, but you had to deal with me all week long. Sorry. Inside the Mifflinburg Bank and Trust studio, high of 85 for today, 7:16 in the morning. I'm not a cat person. I'm a dog guy. And if you're a cat person, that's fine. I get it. Some cat people are, I don't want to say all cat people. Some cat people are weird. There, they are. Look, but, you know, it's the novelty things that people like. If you like cats, that's great. I'm not a cat guy. And leave me alone. It's my opinion. I'm a dog guy. But, you know, here's the thing. Cats love to jump on tables to be the center of attention or see what you're eating. Cats are weird like that. So get this. A company in Japan, they solved that problem by putting the cat inside of the table. A furniture company in Japan called Dinos, they're selling a table with a hole in the middle. So your cat can stick its head up and see what's going on. There's this little platform underneath that they can sit on. So just their head sticks out and they can't reach their paws up to swat stuff. They can only observe. So their head sticks up through the middle of the table and they can't get their arms through. So they're literally just staring at you. These cat, your cat has eaten your spaghetti or whatever you're doing. It comes with a circle of wood that fits in the hole so you can plug it if you don't want your cat watching all the time. But if you do want this table, get ready to spend some money. It's $1,500 plus shipping. It's online if you want to check it out. I don't know. Go to dinos.com. I don't know what it is. D-I-N-O-S. It's a table with a hole in the middle of it so your cat can sit underneath the table, poke its head up, and watch you, you know, eat your hamburger. Coming up, Olivia Rodrigo. Also, some VIP winners for Spyglass Ridge Winery this weekend. Skillet Switchfoot coming up. Two best places. Best songs on the radio. Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. 727 inside the Mifflinburg Bank and Trust Studio. Big weekend over there at Spyglass Ridge Winery. We got your treatment. VIP treatment at the Spyglass Ridge Winery Backyard Concert Series. Switchfoot, Skillet, they're coming at you Saturday. You and a guest can get top-level parking at Spyglass, a two-hour VIP party at Three Beards Brewing with free food and drinks. Then off to the SBC Media Partners VIP tent and lawn with us for private seating right up front. Skillet Switchfoot Saturday. Do you want to go? Of course you do.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Okay, here's the deal. 1-800-326-94KX. Caller number four. You and a guest. VIP treatment this Saturday. Spyglass Ridge Winery with Skillet and Switchfoot. Good luck. Best songs on the radio. Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the morning in the Mifflinburg Bank and Trust Studio. 7:42, high of 85. Movie Mike joining us. Good morning, Movie Mike.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Good to see you. This is exciting.
Yeah, usually I just see you like passing in the halls or something or out front. I get to say hi. We haven't actually been in the same room to talk.
Yeah, it's for really
quite a
nice.
While. Yeah,
quite a while.
It's good to see you.
Way back in the day.
Oh yeah.
I was on in the afternoons.
Yes.
And you were my homie.
Yes.
You were my guy.
Absolutely.
But times have changed and here we are.
Yes. Back in the mornings.
And we're talking about something that really cool that came up on our feed this morning, and perfect timing for you to come in and talk about this, about movie projects, the greatest movies that were never made.
Mm-hmm.
This is really interesting to me. Some movie projects were aborted before they could ever make it to the big screen. Here are some greatest movies that were never made in no particular order. We just talked about this. E.T. 2, Nocturnal Fears, back in 1982.
Right. And thank goodness this did not get made. Because the premise is horrible.
This sounds like a disaster.
Yeah.
And Steven Spielberg was a part of that. Or he was going to be, but he thought it was too dark.
He thought it was too dark, yeah. Well, it was going to be like, what, aliens coming after E.T. to try to kill him or something like that. I mean, it was just like a horror thriller version of E.T.
How about Superman Lives?
Yeah, this was interesting. This is the one that I've actually read the screenplay for this. Kevin Smith wrote it, and he put the screenplay online. It's a really interesting version of the Superman story.
The person that plays Superman was Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, and they even did costume fittings for him. There's a documentary about this movie not getting made, and I forget. I think it's called The Death of Superman or something, or Death of Superman Lives. And they have footage of Nick Cage doing costume tests and stuff like that. It's amazing.
There's a documentary on this?
Yeah. On how it didn't get made.
That's fantastic. A Pixar film called Newt. I'm not familiar with that. They said it was too similar to a movie called Rio. This is interesting. Sylvester Stallone's Poe. This Edgar Allan Poe biopic had Sylvester writing and starring in it, and he even did a few costume tests. And if you go online, you could actually see a picture of Sylvester Stallone dressed like Edgar Allan Poe.
It's a little weird, isn't it?
It just seems like, you know, Sylvester Stallone being like, what can I do? He wrote it. He goes, I need a paycheck. Maybe this will work.
Yeah, and you look at the picture and you expect Edgar Allan Poe to pull out like a machine gun and start mowing people.
But it's
down.
Also like a black and white photo.
Right.
It's crazy. Jurassic Park 4.
Mm-hmm.
This was before Jurassic World. This one would have included like dinosaur human hybrids.
Oh, that's terrible.
Which sounds terrifying. A Frankenstein movie. David Cronenberg's Frankenstein.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cronenberg.
He did The Fly.
Yeah,
right?
The Fly and Shivers and
yeah.
Videodrome and so many
yeah.
great Scanners.
So I don't know. That might have been cool. That never got made.
I love Cronenberg. So yeah, I would love to see his take on that.
Do you like Stanley Kubrick?
I'm a little cold on Kubrick.
Oh, you're cold on Kubrick? That should be a documentary.
His style is just a little off-putting for me.
Well, he wanted to do Napoleon.
That might have been interesting.
A biopic on the French military leader Napoleon. And then finally they say, Who Framed Roger Rabbit 2?
That I would like to have seen.
This would have been interesting. Test footage was made of a CGI Roger, but the project was canceled due to the high cost of hybrid animation and Roger's indecent tone at the time.
Yeah, yeah, there was that little controversy over the first movie.
Hey, those are some movies that were, the greatest movies that were never made.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting stuff. We'll hear back from Movie Mike coming up shortly with the Entertainment Report, right?
Yes, got lots to tell you about.
We'll talk to you soon about it.
All right.
Best songs on the radio. Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the morning brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford. Worth that drive to Route 45. Got Movie Mike in studio. Entertainment Report happening right now.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
So you remember how they had that whole thing trying to find a new host for Jeopardy, and they brought in all these different guest hosts, and then they finally announced that the job was going to their executive producer, Mike Richards, after that whole big process.
We were all very excited.
Well, now there's a new development. Mike Richards has stepped down as the Jeopardy host. He did that on Friday. This comes shortly after people dug up his 2013 podcast where he made sexist, racist, anti-Semitic, and body-shaming comments. Richards said, quote, "It has become clear that moving forward as host would be too much of a distraction for our fans and not the right move for the show." He added that he will stay on as executive producer and the 5 episodes that he already taped for the new season will still air. When production starts again, Jeopardy will go back to having guest hosts until a permanent one is chosen.
You know, the producers got together and they were like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, all that process and then all of a sudden he's just got to quit.
Whoops.
So it's crazy. Hey, speaking of crazy, here's one you're going to like. No human being has ever witnessed a fight between two dinosaurs until now because it's on between Gene Simmons and David Lee Roth. Gene dissed Dave in a recent interview where he revealed that Dave would no longer be opening for Kiss on their farewell tour like he did before the pandemic. He said that in his heyday, David Lee Roth was the best frontman, but, quote, modern day Dave is not the same. He also said, and this is a direct quote, "I prefer to remember Elvis Presley in his prime, sneering lips, back in Memphis, doing all that. I don't want to think of bloated, naked Elvis on the bathroom floor," comparing David Lee Roth now to the later Elvis. David Lee Roth's response was to post a picture of a little kid wearing sunglasses and giving the finger, but he didn't just post it once. He posted it 18 times.
If you had a party movie, Mike, who'd you invite first? Gene Simmons, David Lee Roth?
Oh, man. I suspect that David Lee Roth is probably more fun at a party. Gene Simmons seems like he could be a little bit of a downer.
I agree.
You know? Not to diminish the success or popularity of Kiss, but he just seems like he could come in and be sort of cranky, whereas David Lee Roth would come in and be the life of the party.
Maybe we're just blowing this whole argument way out of proportion. Gene Simmons, David Lee Roth. Does anybody care?
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not.
It's just more slightly amusing.
Just something to remain relevant, right?
Right.
That's
exactly
what we're looking for.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Now, looking at the box office, Free Guy is turning out to be a real hit during the pandemic. It held on to the number one spot with $18 million. And a very big surprise, the second place movie was Paw Patrol, which opened to $13 million despite streaming on Paramount Plus at the same time. And the fact that a lot of parents are you know, seemingly reluctant to take their kids to the movies, but $13 million is a great opening for that. Jungle Cruise held on to the third spot with $6 million. Don't Breathe 2 came in fourth with $5 million. And Respect rounds out the top five with $3.8
million. Job well done. As always, Movie Mike, you're going to be back in on Friday.
I will be back on Friday, yes. And I'll have a very special movie review for you.
And I will be here Friday.
Yes, looking forward to
it. At least I plan to be, anyway.
All right.
After 8 o'clock, we're going to talk more about Curtains Up. We have the finalists in tow for the our virtual talent show. We're also going to talk about dressy bell bottoms. They're coming back for guys.
Oh, good. I'm going to go out and buy my pair of Boss
Tops today. And also, there's a racehorse by the name of Bold and Bossy that had a very exciting weekend. We'll talk about that racehorse coming up. It's ridiculous. News, sports, AccuWeather forecast next. Movie Mike, thanks for coming in, pal.
Thank you.
Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the morning. Back to school. Back to school we go. Is everybody excited? Facebook going crazy. First day of school. Everybody get the new outfits on. Fantastic. Go have a great time. School buses back in action. Thanks for having us on. Appreciate it. Tom's going to be back on Monday, August 30th. That is the good news. The bad news is you got to deal with me all week, so I apologize. Morgan in the Morning brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth a drive to Route 45. Not only are those mullets back in action, maybe a lot of kids out there get a fresh mullet cut for the first day of school today, but also bell bottoms are coming back. I don't know really anything about fashion. I have a Phillies t-shirt on now that I've had for 25 years. Bell bottoms weren't ever really considered high fashion, I guess, but they're apparently being reinvented that way. Multiple luxury brands are putting out baggy flared dress pants, which definitely have a bell bottom vibe. The wide opening at the bottom is more subtle than classic bell bottoms, but it's big enough and low enough to mostly hide your shoes. Obviously, it's too early to say this will catch on in a mainstream way, but it's a pretty funny image to imagine Greg from IT walking into an office in a pair of these bad boys. But you could go to GQ.com. They got some photos of these bell bottoms. I don't know. Look, I don't know. Teach their own. I'm fine. I'm just, I don't know. Give me a pair of Wranglers. I'm all right. Coming up, we'll talk about a racehorse that had one heck of a weekend. Also, more about that virtual talent show we call Curtains Up. The finalists are in, and you can vote on them right now on our Facebook page. Just go to videos under playlist, Curtains Up. Details about that on the way. Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the morning. Brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Worth the drive to Route 45 on National Sponge Cake Day. Congratulations, sponge cakes. You have your own day today. Back in 2017, a baker in England made like the world's largest sponge cake. It was 5 feet wide and weighed 700 pounds. By the way, a cake that size would have about 950,000 calories. It's a lot of time on the Peloton. A lot of time to get rid of that. So, good news. We got the finalists up for Curtains Up. It's a virtual talent show. The top three of each category can be found in videos under the playlist Curtains Up out there in Facebook land. So go to our Facebook page. Look for videos under the playlist Curtains Up. We want your vote. Remember, the video per each category with the most reactions, whether it be a like or a heart or whatever, by August 27th, that's this Friday, will be the winner. So go like, vote your favorite video now on our Facebook page. We got three categories, adults, teens, kids, adults, Tiffany Bubb. She's out there singing on Facebook land. Also, Elena Barnhart. Lily Shock for the adults. Teens, Kaylee Jenkins, Abigail Long, Janelle Snyder, and for the kids, Asher Hauntz, Egan Schimmel, and Michael Angelo. First name, Michael, last name, Angelo. He gets the award for the coolest name in the contest, Michael Angelo. Curtains Up finalists, please feel free to go like, go vote on your favorite video now. Again, it's on the 94KX Facebook page, found in videos under the playlist Curtains Up. It is Curtains Up, our virtual online talent show. Brought to you by Oberdorf Carpet One, Floor and Home, Susquehanna Valley Limousine, and Lake Tobias Wildlife Park. 94.1. A racehorse in Kentucky ditched her jockey on Saturday, escaped the racetrack, spent 30 minutes down interstate highways, was taken to a barn to chill out, and then had to be rescued after the barn burned down. That's a pretty exciting weekend for that horse. We'll talk about that. Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the morning. Brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Worth the drive to Route 45. Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Monday morning, 8:41. We'll have a high of 85 today. Thunderstorm in some spots. Hope you're doing well. Good to be with you. Morgan will be back next Monday, August 30th. I'll be here all week long. Morgan in the Morning, brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg, worth the drive to Route 45. Look, how was your weekend? Was it busy? Probably not as crazy busy as a horse named Bold and Bossy. Bold and Bossy is a racehorse. And on Saturday, she was supposed to race at Ellis Park out there in Kentucky. But then she felt a little bold and bossy, and she bucked off her jockey and took off. She escaped the track, started running down the highway alongside the cars. Thankfully, she wasn't hit despite running for 30 minutes at full speed down multiple interstate highways. She eventually got exhausted and slowed down, and she was taken in by a vet who was in pursuit, along with trainers and an animal ambulance and the local police. Well, this horse was sedated and taken to a barn to relax and rest. Except in the middle of the night, a terrible fire started in the barn, and it wasn't long before the whole place was engulfed in flames. Bold and Bossy, the racehorse, was rescued by some unknown hero, along with the other horses in the barn. She suffered burns to her neck and shoulder area, but it sounds like she'll be all right. It's unclear what this means for the racing future, but after all this trauma, I think she's earned a quiet, pampered life. I don't know what race she's going to be in next time, but I give her like 2-to-1 odds of winning that thing. That's a heck of a story to tell somebody out there in Kentucky, and you see a, well, poor horse. Everything's fine now. That seems like to be a busy weekend for a horse named Bold and Bossy. Justin Bieber, up next. Stay with us. Chad Evans in for Tom Morgan. Morgan in the morning. Brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Worth the drive to Route 45. Tom will be back on Monday, August 30th, you got to deal with me all week long. Not only that, but yeah, you know, it's back to school day. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed teachers, have a heck of a year. Good luck with everything. A lot of kids going back to school today. Not only that, but it's also Ride the Wind Day, commemorating the first human-powered flight, the Gossamer Condor 2. It took off on August 23rd, 1977, stayed flying for more than a mile. The plane didn't break any speed records at just 11 miles an hour. But it proved you could cross a glider and a bicycle and not die flying it. Pretty interesting stuff. Sam Tyler coming in next. Also, Mark Stevens in the afternoon. Rob Center filling up the day. He'll be coming in at the nighttime tonight. Enjoy your Monday. Make it the best one ever. I'll be back in tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. sharp, for Morgan in the Morning. Brought to you by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Worth the drive to Route 45.